In a Monday night Facebook post, Walorski expressed concern about the way some states conducted the 2020 election. She said she strongly supports an emergency audit of election returns before Inauguration Day, but if Congress can't make that happen, she plans to formally object to certain electors from those contested states. The post contradicts statements Walorski made to a constituent in a January 3rd letter. There, Walorski wrote that the president's campaign had exhausted its legal options and the results of the election were final. In that earlier letter, she added, quote, "While I am disappointed in the outcome, we as Americans must follow the Constitution and support the peaceful transfer of power," end quote. Walorski isn't the only Indiana lawmaker planning to object to the results. On Monday, 3rd District Congressman Jim Banks announced his intention to vote against the certification of some states' results. And earlier, Indiana Senator Mike Braun announced his intention to object as well. Gemma DiCarlo, WVPE News.